Bienvenidos. This is Today in New Mexico History, a project of the Enchantment Chronicles. Today is January 14th. Back in 1912, when New Mexico first became a state on January 6th, there was a long list of things to do, beginning with the inauguration of our first governor. William C. McDonald had defeated future Senator Home Bursum back on November 7th of 1911, knowing that he would have to wait to take office for, well, statehood. He was inaugurated finally on January 14th, but would not deliver his inaugural address until January 15th. He had won with a plurality of 3,000 votes after having moved to New Mexico from Kansas to the town of White Oaks. He became a clerk and later a mineral surveyor, and he had helped to tutor local boys, including one Morris B. Parker, who recalled that he had tutored him in geometry for a semester in order to qualify him for admittance into a school in New York. As a member of the territorial legislature, McDonald had pushed for the Pauline School Bill in 1891, which had established public schools throughout the state. He also pushed back against the perception of New Mexico as a wild and lawless frontier, recalling of his time in White Oaks in one letter, "I did not see a single revolver in sight. The peace and prosperity were visible everywhere." By 1910, he was the chair of the Democratic Territorial Committee. As governor, in his inaugural address, he spoke to the importance of internal improvements, including irrigation and education, saying, "A fair public school education is due every child and is of the utmost importance not only to the individual but to the welfare of the state." He established the creation of the Permanent School Fund with 5% of state land sales benefiting schools, a fund that continues to benefit New Mexico to this day as our oil and gas revenues stem from that fund. And, in fact, fund about half of the public education bills for the state of New Mexico. He also passed a bill requiring that there be at least 7 months of education for all children between the ages of 7 to 14, and bills requiring that there be civic education and education on the effects of alcohol and narcotics included in that schooling. He also created several of the first highways in New Mexico, connecting our rural communities to some of the growing urban centers, which were developing along the rail lines. He would eventually be defeated in 1917 by a plurality of just 856 votes, but would help continue to serve on war boards until his death of Bright's disease in El Paso in 1918. Thank you for listening. This has been Today in New Mexico History.